Hey, good evening, everybody. I'm used to trying, always going like, good evening, right there. Try is on vacation with his family right now, and he's been gone over a week at this point, and he won't be back until next Saturday. And tonight, I am joined by Game Dave and Kim Justice. After, we were supposed to do this last week, and then I blew out one of my outlets in my attic here, like trying to replace the outlet, and it went very, very poorly.
Too much power. You Tim Allen'd
Pretty much. I mean, I guess no, it's
it.
just, it's kind of I was kind of explaining these two before the stream that I was getting behind my entertainment center, and I didn't really want to pull all the wires out to really get in there. So I was kind of half-assing it. I was like, I can do it. I ended up being like hunched over this thing for 2 hours, and I was just drenched in sweat. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, it was so hot up here, even with the air conditioner blasting, that I was like in my underwear before I was done, because it was so hot.
There's the image for the stream.
Yep, and I was like,
That's a good way to start things. At least you didn't end up on that a prehistoric sound stage or anything like that.
and I just I ended up getting it all wired in, and I go and I powered on the breaker, and it was like, like sparks fly out of it after all that work. And my father-in-law is a retired electrician. And I was kind of FaceTiming with him as I was, trying to figure out what the issue was. And he was like, I'll just come down tomorrow and fix it. So he came
Leave
down
it
and
to
fixed
me.
it. And I was like, while you're here, will you look at this other one underneath my computer? Because the thing that set up like the fixing of this outlet was because the GFCI, which is like, if it receives like a surge or something like that, it'll pop and it will cut all the power going to the outlet and all the outlets that are like chained to it. And that was just happening randomly, and happening more and more and more, and it started happening like every other day. And I was like, I'm gonna replace it because I think that's the issue. And it turned out that the outlet that I had him look at is a kind of, just like, while you're here, will you look at this? And that ended up being the issue. So it wasn't even the whole thing that I was like fixing. So there's that's like the long version of it.
We're all filled in now. We got it. We made it.
So tonight, I decided to pick something that Kim was very familiar with, and that is Shadow of the Beast. And I'm going to be playing the version that is unlockable on the PS4 version, which you said is like it runs at an accurate speed, which is 50 hertz.
Yes, it should do. I think you can do a lot of customization with it, but yes, most accurate to the original version for sure.
Yeah. It lets you, I think it's like you have a 50 hertz and a 60 hertz, but it tells you, if you play it at 60 hertz, then the music is going to be fast and it's not going to play correctly.
Well, yeah, I think that's definitely one of the things that always puts people off the Genesis version of the game, that they coded it too fast.
Oh, does the music play? Is it play too fast too?
Yeah, the music plays too fast as well.
And that's kind of like one of the biggest things about the game is how good the music is.
Absolutely. It's one of the most awesome, just atmospheric soundtracks, and got this weird new agey vibe to it.
Yeah. And
I'm
you
super pumped to see this game now because I have no
Dave's like, I have
knowledge
no
of this
idea what
game,
this game
so I'm
is.
like super excited just to see it.
It
This new
is a gorgeous game. It is said they can't
Is
hear
this
you. Let
going to
me
be your
turn it.
first time playing it?
Yes, I've played through the remake. But I mean, it's one of those games, I never had an Amiga growing up, so it was not, I'd never had like my first computer was like a Packard Bell. So I was very console specific until I think when I got my computer, it was, I mean, I was in probably 9th or 10th grade by that point. So, I mean, it was never, I had a friend who had a Tandy. But I was never very computer-centric.
Apparently, we're a little quiet, according to the Chizat here. It says barely hear us. I need to pump it up.
I'm going to turn myself up a bit.
Yeah. Here we go. I think I was actually messing around with some stuff, and I think that I was turning the wrong knob earlier.
Okay.
It should
classic
be
wrong knob. Is that any better?
It should be better.
All sorts of technical gremlins. Okay.
I mean, sometimes my kids kind of run their hands over it if they're up here. I try to keep them out of here, but it should be good. But but the thing with Shadow of the Beast is that I remember always seeing pictures of it in the magazine that covered computer games was Video Games and Computer Entertainment, and seeing photos of this, and it's always that opening shot of the fields with the parallax scrolling on the clouds, and it blew my mind at the time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was one of my first game memories was well, not playing Shadow of the Beast, and not even it being on the Amiga. It was on the Spectrum, the ZX Spectrum.
Oh, okay.
So very, very lo-fi compared to the Amiga version. But even then, just playing the rolling demo of it, which came like a cover tape back in, 1990, that blew me away. And then actually seeing the Amiga version later on when I got an Amiga, that was definitely special. I mean, sure, the parallax kind of ended up being a bit overused by Amiga games, but that was one of the best examples of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a unique looking game. So what can you tell me, the image that I used for the thumbnail for this stream, it's that kind of really weird, almost looks like they're paper cutouts of these creatures that aren't really reminiscent of anything in the game. You know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like a...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The cover art was designed by Roger Dean.
Who did a lot of, a lot of album covers, right?
Yes, he did a lot of prog rock album covers, stuff by Yes. I think he did a couple of Emerson, Lake and Palmer's as well, a lot of stuff like that. And so it's very much kind of in his art style. And Psygnosis, who published the game, also, they used his work quite a lot. Like he's got some other cover art things for him, like Pteropods, Blood Money. Again, really fantastic looking cover art. I mean, especially because back in the day, Shadow of the Beast, the original Amiga game, came in this big long box with they really kind of pushed the boat on it, and it had a free T-shirt with it and everything.
Really?
It's quite the if you ever find a complete Shadow of the Beast, it's quite the expensive package these days. Even though it was a popular game at the time, it's about. It's about 150 quid value-wise.
Oh wow! How much? I don't know how much that would translate to U.S. dollars, but it's got to be fairly equal.
If it's got the T-shirt.
Yeah, that's so cool. I mean, it's also really known for its crazy difficulty.
Yes. Yeah. If you've not played it before, then you will have fun.
there is a cheat though that allows you to have unlimited health. So if I really have some trouble with it, maybe I'll just switch over to that mode.
Yeah,
if the game lets you do it,
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, that's it. I'm gonna switch over to the game here.
See this?
I mean, it is a good looking game. I mean, you can see just from the opening here, you can really see that parallax. I mean, the parallax is right. You see it on the ground and the clouds. I mean, there's more layers there than you ever see on any home consoles at the time. I mean, I don't know if you're even seeing it yet or not.
Mm-hmm.
But,
see it stream.
So I really like the remake of this.
The remake was an interesting game. It didn't really do all that well. But I mean, the guys who was particularly the lead guy who made it was a huge fan of the actual game.
Of the of the remake?
Of the original.
Oh, okay. I mean, there's kind of a... You can watch a playthrough of it. You know, just like a...
Mm.
And I was surprised at just how different it was.
Oh, yeah, it's a completely different game in pretty much every regard.
That's weird, considering if he is such a big fan that they would...
Well, I think with a lot of Shadow of the Beast, I mean, as good as the graphics are, the gameplay in it, to be fair to it, has kind of dated somewhat.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when it comes to the combat and kind of how simplistic it is and how frustrating it is in many ways.
I'm going to turn up the music so that people can hear it a little bit. Just subtly. It's pretty interesting. There's a lot of kind of cutscenes, you know, very, you know, computer-esque kind of cutscenes. I mean, have you beat it completely legit?
Oh, no, I've never beaten this game legit. I've always had to use cheats.
Have you ever come close?
I think back in the day, I managed to get to, like, the castle before just giving up.
How do I get off the ladder? I'd expect it to be, like, down and jump, but it's, like, not letting me get off the ladder. Am I not even supposed to go this way yet?
I'm afraid not.
Okay. I mean, I guess that makes sense, but it's so funny that that's, like, literally the first thing you see, and you think, oh, I'm supposed to go down there.
Yeah, because you're so conditioned in games to go right.
Yeah.
That's normally always where the action is, but nope, not in this one.
not a good sign for how this might go.
So I wasn't aware that you two have actually, like, know each other through... You were on a live stream a while ago now, right?
Slopes. With Slopes, yeah.
We were with Slopes Game Show on the Retro on Limb channel.
Neither of us won.
No, we didn't. Who did win that? I think it was GameTaf who won
that one. Yeah, he had won again, right? Because he was the previous winner.
He's very knowledgeable.
You could not dethrone him. But I did do well on the Japanese food questions. That was the only reason I did okay.
I can't remember. Oh God, was that the stream? That was the stream where My Gamer XP was drawing all the
Yep.
Well, I think a lot of us were drawing all the penises, weren't we?
I believe so. Yes,
he was just a lot better at it than the rest of us were.
Yes, like very well informed.
So, Up also jumps. Man,
Yes, Up jumps.
There's a jump button and any press up. I really hate pressing up to jump.
Well, yeah, well, pressing up to jump when you were playing on Amiga back in the day was kind of a fact of life.
Because
we had joysticks and just had one button on them.
Oh, okay. So that, I mean, I guess that makes sense.
So yeah, that was You kind of got used to it after a while, but yeah, I mean, it does suck always having to press up to jump. It was kind of better when, because I mean, again, back in like the Spectrum days, often used to play games on keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked a bit better there, plus the jumping was so basic anyway, like you didn't really have much control over your jump anyway, it was very fixed.
Man, this is really long. I can't believe how long this...
Yes, it is quite long.
This looks rough.
Yeah, I have one more hit and I'm dead. Unless I have the cheat on already. I don't know.
I don't know if you do or not.
So did you two watch the Xbox conference earlier? I mean, I know, like, I guess that's like, oh, no, I'm definitely dead.
I did not watch the conference. I kind of caught up on some of the information that's been on it. I'm kind of intrigued that they're still going to have Xbox backwards compatibility on the Xbox One.
Yeah, that's kind of the big, that was like the big thing for me. You know, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I'm excited to see what it looks like. I was not expecting that. Is that usually used to just like let you sit at the game over screen and you have to reset it manually, you think?
It should go off after a minute.
wonder if I can just...
It just adds a little sort of... I gotta restart. Little theme, and then just go.
I'm going to throw on the invincibility, like, in the interest of time.
I will say as well that, a few people in the chat have been saying you need to go left at the start.
Oh, okay.
But then that is whenever all of us who played Shadow of the Beast, we did that first time.
You went right the first time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And just... But it's, yeah, cool, though. I mean, it's like really... going, what?
It really plays with your expectations, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, you end up going right and right, and then you come to a place that you can actually go into, but you're not supposed to go into there yet at all.
Okay, so I'm not supposed to go into the home here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I just went down a hole. Is that? I hope that's what was supposed to happen.
Like a pitfall. You went down a hole.
Yeah, like a pitfall. I don't know if I can get out. It's just like, is the game? Does that make sense?
I think you went too far.
Maybe I can't. The game. Now that I have invincibility on, it won't let me die inside the hole. Maybe.
Oh, whoops.
See what happens. Oh, yep. It just.
Yeah, you should find a tree marked home.
Okay, so then go in there. Okay, that's what I. Yeah. So I went too far. Okay. Just really quick in the chat. Like, usually I can send you guys a screen share, but for games that use HDMI, I can't.
Okay.
If it's like, gotcha. Other things, I run them through a different upscaler and I send it to the people that are on Skype so they can watch it without the delay.
New problemo.
All right. So Kim, you've been been doing this insane Final Fantasy VIII series.
Yes, it's certainly been a bit of a mission. It was it's been weird because I mean Final Fantasy VIII isn't a game that I played, you know, I mean, I played it a bit back in the day, but I never finished it because I kind of got my copy stolen.
Oh.
So, I finally decided to revisit it a long time later and end up finishing it. And I was only going to do one video on it at first. And then one video like turned into three, like, and then three videos have turned into five. Yeah.
I can't believe you have that much to say about it. I mean, it's...
It's a big game, isn't it? There's definitely a lot to talk about.
There's lots of interesting things about it. So many things that it does that I don't think anything in the series really did again. It's a weird game.
Mm. Mm. Yes, agreed. And I've said it on my channel before too, but yeah, I just, when I first picked it up, it just didn't sit right with me, and it was very odd. But as I've gotten older, I can appreciate it for what it was. But yeah, it definitely is kind of a standout game in the series in an odd way.
I mean, the way the whole gameplay system works as well, with the whole junctioning, drawing, refinement. It's there's so much stuff you can. I mean, I spent, when I played the game this time around, I think I spent the first 5 hours just like grinding stuff out. Which even then, for RPGs,
It can be super grindy. Yeah,
I mean,
like once you break it, though, you don't have to grind pretty much ever again.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you kind of grind it a bit for like a few hours, and then after doing that, I was pretty much good in battles and that until the end of disc three, and then I just had to do a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because again, one of the things that I don't think any other Final Fantasy done to that point is that it's kind of bad to level in that game.
Because it scales, doesn't it? It scales with your level.
Yep, the levels scale, so monsters become
very difficult. Yeah,
nastier.
But then there's other ways you can break it.
Oh god, yeah. There's so many ways. There's the card game. You can just smash the game with that.
Mm-hmm. Devour. You can start devouring enemies to raise your stats.
Yeah. You can even like do things on like the mini game thing, apparently, like the was it Chocobo World?
Yeah, yeah.
It's and the story as well just goes on so many strange turns.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know about, until the time I played this, I didn't know about the orphanage and stuff like that, and sort of that side to the story. And
which is, you know, a lot of people argue that's like one of the worst plot twists in any Final Fantasy game.
It was kind of out of nowhere. Oh, we all forgot.
Yeah, it's a very weird out of nowhere thing. I mean, and the way it explains, like, oh well, we had the Guardian forces, and they made us forget everything.
Forget things, yeah.
But then one of them, Irvine, who is an awful character, is just like, oh yeah, well, because I was in this garden, I wasn't using GFs. And then Self was like, oh well, I wasn't using GFs, but I found one, and that's why I forgot. And it's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, a lot
and
of then like, there's okay, we gotta fix this.
And then there's other like certain things. It's like, well, why didn't Irvine say anything if he recognized them all?
That's what I was. Yeah, that always bothered me the most. It's like, really, you're gonna be that? Like, oh, it's just too awkward to bring up.
And he's acts, you know, like he's such a badass for so long, and then he like can't perform when it comes time, right?
He wussies out early in the game. Like he's like, okay, I can't do it, man.
And that's the weird thing about that. It's like, why doesn't he recognize a deer? Then. It just doesn't come up. And then actually the worst thing is like when you're in that prison at the start of Disc 2 and he's the one who comes to break you all out, but then it turns out that he only did it because Rinoa told him, what, you've got to go back and save him. And he was like, they'll be all right. Like, dude, they're your childhood friends. Why are you such a prick? I hate Irvine. God, awful character.
Yeah, I did not. He was not in my party. That's for sure.
No, God, never was.
So do you literally only have one life to beat the game?
Yep. One life, that's it.
Help.
It
makes you wonder, you know, like, who actually, like, finished it?
People
that did not have access to any other games for probably 2 years.
I mean, the thing with this game is that, yeah, it's definitely one that sold a lot of walkthroughs. I mean, once you actually know what you're doing and get and like know exactly where you have to go, it's not a long game, but actually getting there and figuring it all out and getting used to the awkward combat and all that is tough.
Yeah.
And the sequel, Shadow of the Beast 2, is, if anything, even harder.
Really? So they they doubled down on it.
Yep, Shadow of the Beast 2 is completely unforgiving as a game. There's just so much instant death, just puzzles that kill you. There is, you need the health code for that game. No, it's got one of the more famous sort of cheat codes on the Amiga where there's a point where you have to input 10 pints in and you get infinite health. But even then, with that, it's not a given that you're going to beat the game. Shadow of the Beast 3, though, which didn't get ported anywhere aside from the Amiga, is actually all right. Is a lot more forgiving as a game and definitely the best gameplay-wise in the series.
Really?
But unfortunately, just because it was released kind of late, it was about, I want to say, 1993.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it didn't really end up getting ported to, like, any other console.
Yeah. So you generally kind of, you liked the remake, or did you, I mean, I watched your video on it, and you said it was decent. I mean, it was...
Yeah, there's decent stuff. I thought it was, graphically, a lot of, like, sort of the outdoor stuff was kind of strong, and I liked the way it tried to do, like, sort of a modern beat-em-up in, sort of 2D side-scrolling setting. It's very challenging as well. Things that I generally didn't like, didn't really like the platforming in it and sort of the puzzle side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But looks-wise, I thought it was good. And again, gameplay-wise, just because of the amount of more complexity that there is in this game, a lot stronger.
And they kind of just didn't use any of the same music.
No, although there is an option that I did unlock. You can actually play the remake with the original music.
Really?
Yeah, you can unlock it in the shop.
Whoa, that just like warped me somewhere. It warped me back to the top, probably.
Okay, so go left here.
Oh, let me go back up.
Oh.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a delay, but I mean... yeah, I mean, I think the thing that kind of surprised me the most was that, you know, like, I didn't really have any experience with this, so I didn't expect you to, like, get a gun in it. And the remake, it turns into, like, Space Harrier at the end. Where it's, like, a third person, like, behind the character, you know, like, with the jetpack and shooting. It's rather cool when it happens. I don't know if I can go on the right way.
There is a similar twist in this later on.
Yeah, I mean, I watched some of the playthrough. You know, you can watch like an automated playthrough of the game.
Mm.
And I see that you get like a laser gun, like a rifle, and just like a jetpack. And the last boss is you fight it like with a jetpack, right?
The very last boss, You fight the last boss in the game is this massive thing, and you beat it by hitting its toenail. Literally, that's not even a joke.
Whoa, I can shoot lasers now. Do I keep that power?
Yeah, no. But you need it for that boss that you faced last time.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, that would make things a lot easier with that.
You can't be too overpowered for too long. That's the way they obviously saw Vincent.
One of the first videos I saw of yours was like this huge blot of everything that Psygnosis did.
Hmm.
Which was it was like an hour and a half long or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. That was a long ass video, that one. That was one of my favorite ones to make though, just because Psygnosis are one of my favorite companies in games. The amount of sort of good stuff that they did over the years, games like Lemmings, obviously, Killing Game Show, even things like their PlayStation stuff, like obviously Wipeout, Colony Wars, G-Police, just so much good stuff there, and they turned out to be a really strong company. So yeah, it was fun, definitely a lot of fun to look at them.
And touch this thing, do I? Or else I'm gonna be
nope.
Dead.
You don't touch it.
Oh, I thought I was dead for sure there.
Oh, looks like you're wanting it a bit close.
Does it only go back and forth so many times?
Oh, there we go.
So,
I see Volta up in the chat.
Who? Oh, Volta. Yep. He did recently just released a video on Turbo Duos, which I've not watched yet.
I watched it today. It was quite fun.
We're just fixing up the Dujin dance. Mod. Yeah,
I think it's quite fun. There's definitely seems to be more knowledge about console modding and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of people making interesting videos about it.
It's funny. I mean, people say that
it was a good video. So yeah, shout outs to Volto in the chat.
A lot of people are saying that his videos. Dave, have you watched any of his videos yet?
Yep. They are very, what's the word, sexual. I think that's Voltar's favorite word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, a lot of people kind of compared him to, like, he's like the Bob Ross of console modding.
Bob Ross mods.
Yeah, which I can kind of get, you know,
happy little bit of solder in there. Yeah, it's unique, and I think that's why they're a little more fun to watch, because Nobody else is doing that. Yeah, I know all about the Voltar. I mean, he's he's been inside me. I mean, my console. Oops.
It's only I think it was only 2 years ago. I mean, I remember when I mean, I've never had much experience with a PC Engine, Turbo Graphics, all that. But 2 years ago, everyone used to say, "Oh yeah, get a Dungeon Dance system off eBay."
That's what you
need to go. But now knowledge has certainly seemed to increase. That is clearly not the case.
Yeah. Yep.
And obviously, there was other things like that guy who used to put all hot glue on stuff.
I can't remember what his name was, but yeah, who just like filled the system with hot glue. So weird to think about. Just filling it. But yeah, I mean, he's Voltar does incredible work. He's been really helped. I guess we haven't streamed since we released the Super UFO 8 episode. And like he was like really involved. Him and Steve from HD Retrovision helped try out a whole bunch on that video. Yeah. And they had no idea that this thing was going to kind of be pretty cool. it's kind of fun that they... So Tri's like, we should just like have... Because Tri ended up on a Skype call with Steve and Voltar and was saying, you know, we should just just listen to them talking about stuff. Hey, look, it's like it's the Psygnosis logo.
Yeah.
Was that the logo before this game?
Yeah, that bit is the logo that during this game. It's on the title screen or on their logo screen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's part of it is sort of with the owl.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just never realized that it was like in the game. That's kind of a weird.
Yeah, they have Psygnosis games often do like a few little drops. I mean, not just to their logo, but to other games as well.
Really?
Like Lemmings is full of them.
Like what kind of stuff?
Well, Lemmings has there's levels in Lemmings based on Shadow of the Beast.
Really?
I think on Shadow of the Beast 2 as well, and also a more obscure game called Awesome, which is literally the name of the game. That's not makeup; it's a shoot 'em up. But yeah, there's like levels based on that. There's kind of shout outs in a couple of other Psygnosis games as well. I think Galahad has one.
Yeah, I actually just finished Stinger, and in Stinger you can get Konami logos for bonus points, which
really?
I thought was very odd.
That could be a subject for a video.
It could be.
Definitely.
Perhaps in 2 episodes.
What a great name for a game. Awesome.
I know. It's not a bad game, actually, from what I remember of it. But it was one of those... I ended up not covering it in the video, and it's definitely the one that all people always say, oh, why didn't you cover Awesome? I was really expecting that one, and I missed it.
Why are there Marble Madness enemies in this game?
This is great. The slinky things, yeah.
Completely remind me of Marble Madness. 2D Marble Madness.
Marble Madness is a great game. I love that. I love that second stage music.
Yeah, Marble Madness. Ooh, I spent so many hours in that game. Oh my gosh.
I never owned any other version besides the Commodore 64 version.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
that is unique. Yeah, NES is the only version I have played.
The only version I've ever played really is the Mega Drive one.
Really? I don't think I've ever played that version. Maybe if I beat this, I'll play Marble Madness.
It's all right, but the music—it's an all right version, but the music is very badly done.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
I love that second stage theme.
Yeah, if that's the one I'm thinking that you're thinking of, yeah.
So I can't grab and... Yep. Bum, 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 bum. Yep.
Somebody in the chat said, I missed the Game Dave and Leo streams. Having that and this stream back-to-back was glorious. Well, it's coming back, hopefully, this summer. I'm going to bring it back. We're going to have our late night block back again, Corey.
Yes, it's happening.
Yeah, the plan is after too many games, the plan is to start up in July again. We can do the 7 to 9 Eastern, and then you guys 9 to 11 again, hopefully.
Oh, man.
So,
speaking of too many games, we are going to be streaming from Dave's house in 2 weeks from tonight.
It's true.
Sweet.
Traditional, live, in the Game Dave game room.
Yeah.
Pants optional. Because you guys think we're both wearing shorts last year? As I said, it was like my legs in gaming.
We're all wearing shorts. You know, it's funny because hopefully this is the way I'm supposed to go. Look at these things. These are like out of Altered Beast, kind of, these snakes.
I thought of the same thing when it started up.
Altered Beast is probably after this, though. That was, mm-hmm. I mean, that was... When did this come out?
Yeah, Altered Beast, I think, might actually be before this. This came out in 1989.
Okay, so it was right around the same time. I mean, honestly, they might have... Probably couldn't have had any effect on it. Oh, look at that. So now I'm back in the... I'm going up the well now.
Aye. You have basically completed the first part.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good thing I'm invincible. I can't even imagine doing that. Without.
Yeah, no, it's very tough.
Is it a pretty long game?
I haven't had to get this far in a long time. Without cheating.
Yeah. Is it a pretty long game overall?
Shadow of the Beast? No.
No?
Once you know what you're doing, it's about 20 to 30 minutes.
It's just so punishing.
Mm. Only thing is, there's one place when you... I mean, because now you've got to go to the castle. Just be careful. There's one bit where you can screw up the game totally.
Said you cannot shake the feeling that you missed something important in the underground labyrinth. Do I gotta go back down and find something? You think?
Oh, hello. Oh, shit. Maybe you did.
We'll see what happens. I'm not worried about it.
No.
We'll figure it out.
Hey ho.
As long as you don't fall into one of those immediate death holes.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I'm just going to wing it. Figure it out.
See what happens.
So wait, would you say that Lemmings has got to be like their most famous game, though? I mean, I was playing that in grade school. Yes. I mean, that was...
I love Lemmings.
And the music in that was great, Lemmings too. Used a lot of...
Everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good. I mean, it was... Playing it on the Macintosh in grade school.
Mm.
So it's...
Again, I think it's one of those. I think I've played it on, obviously, Amiga, Spectrum, Mega Drive. I think I've got that PlayStation version somewhere, like, of the actual 2D one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there was a PlayStation one, yeah.
They had to be really early, though, I think.
Oh, yeah. There was a 3D Lemmings.
Mm-hmm.
Which was...
Bad.
Not great. To say the least. And then there's a 2D one which I think is a combination of both Lemmings and Oh No More Lemmings, the expansion.
It's weird. I know that they're not even remotely close in style, but I always thought of like Worms as being kind of like a spiritual successor to it.
I think it's because they would have reminded me of Lemmings in Worms.
Both with very tiny sprites and all that.
And the way that the you know, you can blow up the ground and it carves out, like, you know, like the structural, destroyable environments.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, and even that goes back to the old, because that was based on the old tank game, right?
Yeah, Scorched Earth.
Yep.
Oh, these things are dropping. It's so interesting. I mean, the remake has, like, an actual story, but this doesn't really have much story to it at all. I mean, in the remake, he's, like, the slave and... He has this awakening.
Yeah, I mean, there is a kind of story to Shadow of the Beast as a whole, but it does play out over the whole of the three games.
Oh, really? Does it in the remake, does it get condensed into one game?
I'm trying to think if it's the same story. I mean, because as the Beast games go on, Arborn, the main character, becomes gradually more human.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Was he human originally? Because that's the impression I got from the the remake.
Yes, he was. He was a human, and then he was sort of taken out of his cot as a baby by Malitov, I want to say his name.
Is that like the kind of ghost kind of guy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he's like he hover, he floats.
You need to go back out of the castle and get the torch.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's just it's literally just to the side.
Okay. It's like this loading screen. You step outside again. Are you looking for a torch? Oh,
so they also did the
light. He grabbed it and says, light. Aziz, light.
So they also did that Bram Stoker's Dracula game, apparently.
Aye.
Which one? The Sega CD version? The Sega CD version used, like,
they did the SNES one, too.
Really? I thought that was Sony ImageSoft.
I think they published it.
It was, I think it's kind of, they're both similar, because it was around that time anyway, when Sony acquired Psygnosis.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
And they don't exist anymore, correct?
No, they don't. They, eventually became Studio Liverpool.
Okay, that makes
sense. And then Sony, dropped them, I think it was around about 2013, I want to say 2012,
which would explain why their remake of this was exclusive.
Yes, Sony was, still holds all those licenses.
So I wonder if eventually they will this is going to be a boss, isn't it, that I can defeat with what I have. I'm starting to get I start to understand now. I don't want to die and go back up here and look for whatever item I need to find in here. That's interesting. I mean, I can't go back up. So I can't jump up to the ladder.
Ah.
Is it like you die no matter what?
Yeah, that's... There's if you can't go anywhere else, that's unwinnable, I'm afraid.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if there's anything here.
Yeah,
there it is.
I don't know if you can just go further forward.
One second. Can I attack it? No, I can't. Nope, I'm just running against it. I can't do anything. That's... Especially so far into the game that they would do this to you.
Yeah, such a pain in the ass. It is really, really like this is just what it's like. And obviously back in the day, you didn't even have those hints saying that, do you have enough stuff?
Yeah.
Just had to figure it out.
That's nuts. It just seems like they would have something that would be able to get out of here. And it has this good music, too.
Mm. Yeah, this is some of the best music in the game as
well. Well.
Yep. Got what you gotta do, man.
I don't know. I don't know if I can.
There's nothing you can do.
No.
It's over.
Well. It's 9:48. I mean, I guess I could restart and avoid this part. Or I could play something else. I could just...
Yeah. I don't know. Well, it's up to you, to be honest. There's probably things as bad as this to come. Plenty of other ways to screw up.
Guess you're going to have to put on Bram Stoker's Dracula.
the Super Nintendo version?
Go ahead, why not?
I mean, I can.
You gotta never drive around there.
Yeah. what else did they do? Let me see if...
Yeah, let's bring up the old Listeroony here.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking they did some game for the Genesis called Pugsy, right?
Pugsy, yeah, that was an Amiga original. It's not a great game, that one.
Let's see.
They didn't.
It's kind of cute, but
they didn't do Turrican, did they? Did they do Turrican?
No, Turrican was a Rainbow Arts.
Okay, because a lot of people are saying play Turrican.
Because it's another very popular European game.
with a great another great soundtrack.
Indeed, an awesome, awesome soundtrack.
Yeah.
The almighty Chris Hulsbeck.
Yep. Who I met him at the first MAGFest that I went to, and I had him. I didn't have any games. I didn't have Super Turrican at the time, or else I would have had him sign my cartridge for that. But the only thing I had that he had worked on was he's like the sound, like the lead sound person for Rogue Squadron 2.
Oh yeah, Rogue Squadron, yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna have him sign this because this is all I have that he worked on. If I could go back, you know, I like would have gotten, you know, Super Turrican at the time, which has an amazing soundtrack. I mean, it is really, really good.
He did so much crazy stuff on those soundtracks.
Yeah, and they were
for, like, the sound chips he was working with.
The Super Nintendo version was Dolby Pro Logic, which was was pretty crazy to have
that at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at a list really quick and see if there's anything that there is that I could.
I got the classics, Spice World for PS1.
Did they really do Spice World on PS1?
Yes,
it says they did. Yeah, it says they, at least in North America, they
is published. Is that like a, it's got to be a rhythm game, right?
Oh, Spice World is just a bunch of mini games.
Okay.
It's just, not even rhythm games.
Because recently I got, it's a rhythm game, recently got, it was $2, I couldn't say no, is Britney's Dance Beat.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, girl. All right, I guess it is decided. Get it out. Get your dance mat out, man. Did it come with the dance pad or you just got the game?
No, it's like, it's just the game. You know, you press it has like a ring and you press the buttons, it's. it's funny because a friend of mine who like hadn't been to my house before was in town. He was a friend that got married a couple of weeks ago that I went to his wedding. He was here and he's like, pulls out, he's like, really? I was like, look, it was $1.99. I couldn't say no to $1.99.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the game I got at MAGFest this year.
Which was,
if you remember, not so great PS1 pickup.
I don't remember what it was.
We'll talk about
Very it. Curious.
Talk about it later.
What was it?
You remember? It was a little. It was a little questionable. A little busty. A little busty game. I'll go grab it off the shelf.
Okay, yeah, I get it. I'm going to find something random, I guess, and I'll pick something that's... See if I can find something that's relevant.
Bram Stoker's a rough
game. You want me to play Bram? Bram Stoker's?
It's a pretty rough one, the SNES one. But it might give us a similar flavor.
Yeah.
And sort of cinematic platformer.
So
there's the Mega CD as one as well. If you want to really,
I would love to watch you play Lemmings, honestly, because I love Lemmings.
I know. I wish I. Oh, yeah. They didn't do Flink, did they?
Yes, they did do Flink.
You know, I'll play Flink. I'll go get it. I have Flink.
Here. Okay, cool. All
right, 1 second.
Flink it is. What's Flink? Tell me, Kim. What is Flink?
It's it's a platformer. It's kind of typical European sort of platformer. Guy goes around. Does spells and that. Very nice graphics.
Okay. Cool. Let's bust it out.
Really, really talented pixel artist called, I think Henk Nyborg was the guy. Yeah, he did the graphics for it and superb, like as good as Shadow of the Beast.
Oh, okay. What, so is that was before or after?
After, a few years after. And it's about, I want to say 1994.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Hopefully a little more forgiving, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's not like Shadow of the Beast. It's more levels, more just happy platforming action.
Gotcha.
Because, yeah, Shadow of the Beast, I mean, I love the game. I absolutely adore it, but it has not aged well in the slightest. It has
tested. That looks like, that'd be a tough one to just pick up and just hop into, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I understand perfectly when someone just says online, no, I can't stand that game. I mean, there were a few people back then, sort of in magazines, there were a couple of people who did say, yeah, graphically it's really good, but the gameplay is not.
Right. Yeah, because it definitely, for the time, like, looked really cool. Especially, I mean, the cutscenes were pretty neat, too. It was like, alright.
And the music as well, it really atmospherically is good. I mean, and if you can get past the gameplay issues and appreciate that, then yeah, it's great, but the gameplay issues are so tough
to get past. Gotcha.
Especially if you'd not played it back in, like, the day.
Yeah, having some kind of connection to it.
All this gorgeous frame master setup.
Getting all those settings.
Yeah. Love it. You love my frame master.
Yeah, I finally... finally recently got everything hooked up through the Framemeister now, so I have a nice easy to use setup, but it took a while and a lot of me bugging Corey and Tri to figure things out.
I think there's a couple of things that I still need to get properly done on here. I need to get my AV Famicom modded.
Oh, yeah, I had Voltar do mine, and that was, like, that's one of my first major mods, and it's, like, it's great. It's so great.
Yeah, really need that, because poor thing just doesn't get used, because it's just, you know, composite's just not that great.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Yeah, you get that right.
All right, what'd I miss?
We talked about all of it. All the things. You missed it.
We were dealing the dirt. Dishing the dirt.
This is another one. It has kind of a unique look. All their games have a kind of a unique look. You know, the animation in this one is really good. This is one of the more expensive Sega CD games, too, I think.
It is quite expensive, isn't it? Good wad of cash. Kind of intrigued as to why there's Victor Kai branding on it.
I mean, they must have just published it. They didn't do Chuck Rock also, did they?
No, Chuck Rock was a core design.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I mean, are you familiar with Chuck Rock? I mean, obviously if you knew his core, that's...
I have played it, but not for a long time. I never remember being a game that I particularly liked just because it ran so slowly.
Last December, I was selling a record on Discogs.com to somebody, and he like worked for he like lived in the UK, and I don't remember what we were talking about. It came up that he like worked on Chuck Rock 2. I have no idea how it could. Yeah. It's kind of weird that, you know, this game, the graphics are very, it's like, it's a very dark looking game. You know, the graphics are.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Kind of muted colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who did the art for this also did probably one of the best looking Amiga games, a game called Lionheart.
I'm not familiar.
Unfortunately, it was one of the best Amiga games to not really get ported anywhere else. So certainly as far as like platformers go, really solid platform and just absolutely beautiful looking. I mean, certainly one that I'd recommend either playing on emulator or checking out on a YouTube video or something like that. Wonderful artwork. And we can see that this one's kind of got a bit of a prog rock theme as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks a bit old, like Peter Gabriel Genesis-y.
It looks like it kind of plays a little bit. I mean, I've only played the first couple of levels, but I never really made the connection. But it almost looks like it plays a little bit like the Super Nintendo Mickey Mouse games,
yeah,
where you jump on the enemies and you can pick them up and throw them.
Mm. All right.
So.
And it does, yeah, the music does sound very. Whoa. This is one of those, he kind of picks up speed as you walk for a little bit.
Yeah, lots of momentum.
I don't know if I don't think we talked about it. Kim, you're writing for Retronauts now.
Yeah, I do articles for Retronauts most every weekday.
That is so
little,
cool.
News bits and some like editorial stuff I like to throw like old European games and that on unsuspecting American audience. It's like, hey, today I'm going to talk about, I don't know, fucking school days.
That's
or
cool.
Trash Man.
I mean, that's like a cool. I'm a big Retronauts fan. I mean, I guess I haven't listened to it a ton since when I lived in New York City. I listened to a ton of podcasts on the subway, and
yeah,
you know, Retronauts was one of my favorite. I guess I wasn't supposed to hurt that guy, was he? He was supposed to help me out, I think. Nope. The merchant. Or maybe not, I don't know. I back like their first Kickstarter that they did for their first big independent year. I got a t-shirt that has a skateboarding dinosaur sprite on it.
A skateboarding dinosaur sprite.
Yeah.
I wear that to too many games, man.
I should. It's like bright pink. I wear it in the episode I did on Popful Mail. As I'm wearing it, and I remember because I green screened it, and part of the dinosaur is green, so I had to
put a little mask on.
Yeah,
and that must have been a bit of a pain in the ass.
It wasn't super bad, but you know, it's like it's small enough. Whoa. Use the action button. I always like that term. Use the action button. Snake, use the action button.
Press the action button to go up the ladder, Snake.
And then I immediately die.
You're right. Definitely has that Mickey Mouse feel for sure.
Yeah.
Mm. Never played those as much as I played the Mega Drive games, but Magical Quest always seemed quite fun to me.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought it was cool because I had. Am I pressing the wrong button? Oh, okay. There we go. I didn't even read the actual thing that it told me to do. No, the Castle of Illusion is way better anyways. But the I always thought that the Super Nintendo version was good because I mean it's a good game, but I always loved the kind of nod to Bionic Commando in it.
Okay.
One of the one of the costumes is like directly based on Bionic Commando.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never really noticed. Yeah. Again, like I said, it's always, things like World of Illusion. I mean, I've lost count of how many times I've played that game, but Magical Quest is like, not played much at all.
I mean, I have World of Illusion, but I barely played it. You know, I played...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I recently got it for like $5 or something like that. It's complete, but I mean, I only really played, Cast of Illusion and Quackshot.
World of Illusion, it's one of my favorites. It's a little easy, but again, just gorgeous game.
Mm-hmm.
It's always just having to put like a nice little sort of 30-minute trip.
Okay, I can slide down hills, 45-degree hills.
Yeah.
I guess
slide tackle enemies. Slide tackle them, take the ball off them. Such, that's a weird term to use.
Ooh, Nick said he might come to too many games now.
Who?
Nick.
Oh, yeah. If he comes, we'd love to have him on our panel with us.
No, he said he's only coming for the Re-Res Korlik panel. Excited.
Oh.
Only reason to go. Only reason to go. Our panels mean nothing to him.
Yeah. Corey. Not the Game Dave After Dark panel.
I know. Game Dave After Dark. Watch out.
Oh, yeah. Relax.
Sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun at too many games.
It'll be interesting.
After hours.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
You got some good stuff in store for it. I guess cool. That's what I'm supposed to do here.
Hope so. We'll see how it goes if I can get everything finished. Now that I'm done teaching these children for the year.
Yeah. Oh, you're done with school.
Yeah. The last student day was Friday. Teachers have to go in Monday and Tuesday, so tomorrow I have to go in. But after that, it is video time for the summer.
Wow. So your students finish about a month or so before our ones do then.
Gotcha.
Nice.
See, that's really lucky. I mean, we would always go until the end of June because in New York State, we had this test called Regents. That would, we'd finish, like, Regents week would be finished, you know, the week, or like the day before graduation. And that's when school would end. High school students got out earlier because they had to do Regents, and elementary school had to go until, like, the entire time until the Regents were over.
Yeah, we used to go a lot longer when, because it used to be, you would go to school, you would start after Labor Day.
Oh, okay, then, so you start.
But now we start in August, so that's how we get out, early June.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't imagine. We'd always start like the Wednesday after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's how it used to be. I mean, that's how it was when I was in school. But then I kept moving it back.
These dragons coming from the background here kind of look like a little something out of Space Harrier.
Yeah, pretty awesome, actually.
Do all these levels have the same music?
I think different worlds have different music in this game.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. So is there anything that you're kind of, like, excited for in terms of E3? Like, is there anything that... I find myself not really paying attention nearly as much as I have in previous years.
Truth be told, I just don't really pay that much attention a lot of the time. It's kind of like, oh, E3's happening. I don't know why. It's just, I can never really be asked to watch all the conferences and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's so much stuff.
It's just, it all seems a bit over the top. It's just like, normally it's like, oh, I'll see what, you know, if there's any cool, like, new trailers that have come out.
Right.
For things, and if there's anything cool, like, by, like, any guys that I follow, like, if there's some new Hideo Kojima thing or something.
Right.
Maybe there'll be some news on, what is this, his game, what, Death Stranding?
Yeah.
Yeah, you barely even need to watch it because within seconds of it being announced, it's all over every social media you're on, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. It's everywhere.
Yep.
And you know yeah. I think that I've, like, lost a lot of interest because of, it's got really sick of, like, how people, like, act on social media with it. Where it's just
social media in general.
Where it's just like the constant, like, complaining and snark about every little thing. I like being excited about games.
Yeah.
Yeah, rather than just hating them. Well, pretending like you do.
Yeah, right. Got that right.
So that sent me back really far.
I certainly understand that.
The what? Oh, just...
Well, yeah, just being annoyed with people who are always just pessimistic.
Yeah.
Trying to look at the old rundown of what's been announced.
I don't really want to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess... And, you know, I like watching the conferences just because it's kind of cool to, you know, live in the moment when something, like, kind of really exciting gets announced, I guess. Mm-hmm. And to witness it, like, the moment it happens. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if there's going to be anything more in that damn Final Fantasy VII remake.
That's a good question. It's, have they done theirs yet?
No, it's tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah, that's one I would actually be interested to see what the situation is there.
It's like a 6 Pacific time or something.
I think there's been anything on that for like a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's been a ways. I think they probably announced it way too early.
Probably, yeah. And they probably wanted to make sure that Final Fantasy 15 was done as well after that took so damn long.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, they're going through the same thing with Kingdom Hearts 3, which I can't... Like, they just released that trailer for that today.
Mm.
And it's like, that's been development for so long.
We got this, what, Pictologica?
Pictologica
Final Fantasy?
Which I assume is going to, you know, it's just like one of those spinoffs, kind of like...
theater rhythm, but yeah.
Well, there's more and more spin-offs nowadays, isn't there?
Yeah.
That Final Fantasy 14 does make a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, I'm not a huge... I know that Tri plays Final Fantasy 14, but it's not something I...
Yes, he does. Well, he was a big fan of 11 as well.
MMORPGs is just... I don't know about you, but it's just one of those things that I've never... played.
Yeah.
Never had my MMORPG time.
I mean, I played
little, but it felt like a job. Sounds like
that. Yeah. Can't do it. I think that the only MMO I ever played was I played like about an hour of Second Life.
Right.
And it's like, and I played it for a minute, it's just like, well, what do people actually do here? Is
they just live a life.
Like nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of tried a bunch of different ones, but I never played them very long. Like, I tried WoW when it came out, and I tried City of Heroes. I tried that one. That one was okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I just, you know, none of them really stuck. Torgo Gorgo asked, Game Dave, have you ever played Suikoden 5? Yes. Yes, I have. Absolutely. Radiant Historia looks good. The new Radiant Historia. That'll be fun.
Did you play it, the original?
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I'm kind of surprised, though, that when they announced... I mean, they'd already announced that was coming.
Yeah.
So that's nothing new. I did not know that it was going to be on the Switch, though.
Oh,
no, I can't be right.
This game's pretty tough.
Yeah, some sneaky little puzzles. Ah.
And,
you got the hands.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to say, send you back pretty far, though, if you die.
Yeah.
Or if you have to continue.
That's the worst. Game Show Garbage Arts, the worst game that we've all reviewed for our respective channels.
What is the worst? I mean, we don't really.
I was just thinking, you don't really cover bad games.
Yeah, I mean, we just like talk about stuff that we like want to talk about, I guess. I mean, I guess sometimes, like, in terms of like developer stuff, like I think of stuff that is just like some of the developer stuff that we did. Like, I mean, I didn't like Image Fight. I didn't like very much by which had a really bad soundtrack by Irem.
Oh.
But no, I mean, what about you?
I mean, I've done. The worst. I mean, I've done some real licensed trash in my time. Things like all that old sports game stuff. 442 soccer. I don't know. Dick Tracy for the Amiga is probably up there. Or Little Britain on the PS2.
Or what is it?
Little Britain on the PS2. It's a licensed game based off a UK comedy series.
Really?
Awful. Mm. It's just a load of dreadful mini games from a dreadful comedy series.
Wow, yeah, it's just a bad combo.
How about you, Dave?
Well, probably would be Hana no Star Kaido for the Famicom, which is my least favorite Famicom game, at least that I've played. It's the one where you are two Japanese pop idols, or at least you want to be, and you want to get famous enough to get big in the U.S. And neat idea, but you control both of the characters at the same time, and you press up to separate them and down to bring them together, and it's a platformer. So it's like, oh, what a neat concept, but also terribly difficult because of the controls. Right. And it's like unbeatable. Like, it's the only game on the channel that I didn't beat when I did a review of it.
Okay.
Because I couldn't, I mean, I beat it, but I didn't get the perfect ending where you get to go to New York City. And I could not for the life of me figure, I played it 3 times trying to do everything right. I just couldn't do it. So one video where I was like, I was just pissed at that game. That game is so bad. You know, that's rare for my channel. But I mean, there's other games I can't stand, but not that I've done videos on. Yeah, so don't play that one. I recommend you not play it.
I died. I'm going to be able to continue this before I even finish the first world.
It looks like just a string of Koopa shells. That thing.
Yeah. That's by Koops. Oh.
It's definitely a pretty cool looking game, though.
Yeah, the animation is great on it.
Yeah, very smooth.
Yeah.
His little hair flickers and stuff like that. Like, pretty cool.
It's very nice touches all over the place on it.
And the music is not bad at all. I mean,
it really sticks in your head.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of, you know, like the beginning of the CD-ROM era, you know, like the music, CD-based music that you'd get, like Redbook audio stuff. I always love how that sounds compared to a lot of stuff that
It's usually such a really bright production, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure some people might say it's like over bright, but yeah, no, I kind of agree with you.
I mean, a lot of it, you know, it's like, you know, like I always say that like a lot of stuff is like a lot of butt rock.
What?
A lot of butt rock.
A lot of butt rock?
Yeah.
Can you explain what's butt rock mean?
It's like whining guitars, kind of. You know, it's like
stuff like what Lords of Thunder.
Yeah, Lords of Thunder is definitely butt rock.
I'm learning. I'm learning. What'd you learn about on the stream last night? Oh, butt rock. But I'm not. You know me, Corey. I'm not a big
butt rock guy. Yeah, you know.
Music knowledge.
But I mean, it's definitely, you know, very prevalent in early Redbook game audio.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But of course, you can't beat the old classic of old CD-ROM audio. Can't beat Night Trap.
Oh, yep. Man, I hope we get to release that Night Trap version or that Night Trap video really soon.
Oh, so you think you have an idea on that, maybe?
I'm hoping for the week after E3. I want it to happen before we go to too many games. Like, I really, nice. Like, I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen because we can't do it during E3. It would just get lost anyways. It'd be a really bad idea to release it now anyways.
But that's why I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to release all my videos. When is E3 over?
It's like all this week. I mean, okay.
All right, so towards the tail end, I'll probably have to release a video.
Yeah, I would just wait until it's over. Like, you know, probably like Thursday or something like that.
Yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully this Thursday there will be a new episode out.
Cool. I have a new, well, I have my third Final Fantasy part coming tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Like, that's crazy. I mean, they're, the first one was over an hour. How long was the second one? Like, I missed the second one. Was it over? The
second one's about 45 minutes.
Yeah, about an hour, yeah.
That's crazy.
And third one's going to be about four, again, about the same.
That's so crazy. That's like, how much, so,
I don't know.
How much did, how much footage do you have? I mean, you have a complete playthrough, obviously.
Yeah, I think, probably about 20 hours of nearly, I imagine.
How long was your finish? How long did it take you to beat the game? I guess it probably would, like, once you kind of break it, then it probably gets a lot easier. Like, you can move pretty
fast. Yeah, There was a lot of time I didn't really have to worry much about the gameplay. So yeah, I'd say it took me about 25 hours. I'd say 25 to 30 hours.
That's not bad at all. Maybe I need to replay and just, because I remember very, very little about it. It came out like in the U.S. It came out the day before the Dreamcast came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it the day it came out, but I quickly moved on to the Dreamcast right after.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like Sony's like counter programming to it. I guess, you know, as a way that they could.
A lot of hours. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't remember it being very short. But again, when it comes to RPGs, even if it's one I don't particularly care for, I still I try to do everything. And 8 was definitely one where it was like a love hate kind of a thing.
Yeah. I actually never beat it until.
I mean, there's lots of side stuff you can do that. I mean, there was quite a bit of it that I didn't really end up doing in the end.
Yeah, there were definitely a ton of side stuff, and a lot of it was super abstract and just.
It is so weird. I mean, like, coming off of 7, I mean, 7 was, I did everything that there was to do in 7. You know, I was obsessed with it, and, you know, like most people were, you know?
Yeah, but I think I would say, I mean, I used to say it was my least favorite Final Fantasy, which is definitely not accurate now. But you know, it's not terrible by any means. I mean, I like it. I mean, I can't say if you put more than 100 hours into an RPG, you can't be like, oh yeah, it sucks. Like, well, you got me to play it for over 100 hours, so it can't be that.
It will always hold a very special place in my heart. I mean, it was the first PlayStation game I played, really.
Really?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and pretty much also the first proper JRPG.
Really?
Because before Final Fantasy, before over here in Europe, before Final Fantasy VII, I mean, we had the Phantasy Star games got released on Mega Drive, and like Shining Force and a couple of others. But aside from that, we didn't really have that many RPGs. Like, pretty much none of, like, the major Nintendo ones even got released over here, believe it or not.
Man, that's rough. I mean, I can't.
Yeah, so, like, no, like, in Europe, you know, no Chrono Trigger, no Final Fantasy 3 or 2.
Have you tried to play this game since? I mean, they've been re-released.
I mean, I've played a bit of like Chrono Trigger and Earthbound and stuff like that. But I mean, I definitely like them more if I had grown up with them.
Yeah. I mean, I still think
8 was my best friend's favorite Final Fantasy growing up. Like, he was obsessed with it, and you know, I think it was his first Final Fantasy as well. And then he went back and kind of like, you know, when Anthology came out, he went back and played, you know, the real 5 and 6 and all that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, he just, you know, I think that's why he had a similar situation where it was like the first one he really got into. So it was, he was hooked on it, that nostalgia, like just good. And I remember watching him play it. I was with him the first time he beat Omega Weapon, which was a huge thing. We were sitting there. He's like, "I'm just gonna try it again, man." And he refined all of his cards to get the what are they called? The holy, I don't know, some kind of the invincibility item.
Oh yeah, the holy wars.
Holy wars, yep. And then he pulled it off. He pulled it off that night. He was like, "What? I got my star on the menu." Because I never beat Omega Weapon. I didn't put enough effort. No. I just didn't power him up enough. So Squall was like my only strong character. Just going around eating stuff, eating the Tyrannosauruses or whatever. It's kind of weird. Devour, what a weird ability. Like, it made sense in 9 because it's, you know, Queen is, you know, a chef and eats things. And it was a little more cartoony, but just weird to think Squall eating this giant Tyrannosaurus, like, yeah. Oh, they hunted it, cut it up, you know. So, oh, more strength. Perfect. Yeah, and I think that was what threw me off, is just the abstractness of it. It's like, okay. You hooking things too. It's just kind of odd, but, you know, it's a game, whatever.
Oh. Mm-hmm. This level had it said end before, so I think it might be the end of the first of the world here.
Well, right near the end.
Getting close, I think.
I feel like it's got to be probably a long game. Oh, I'm dead. And game over. Mata continues.
That's harsh.
Yep.
Oh, there it was.
That's so close. That's so close.
That's what happens when you don't play Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah. Did it come out on the Genesis? You want me to play the Genesis version? I can do it.
Sure, knock it out. Just so we can see. I just want to see it visually.
You just want to see how good it is?
That feel. Oh, it's not good. I've only played the Super Nintendo one, though. And that's the one I have. I don't have the other versions.
One second, I'll be right back.
So good luck. So have you gone back? So you've played all the Final Fantasies now? Or most of them, Tim?
Oh, no. The only ones I've completed ever are 7 and 8.
Okay, but have you played some of the other ones a little bit? Just
Yeah. I've played bits of, like, 6 and 10. I think 5 as well. Is it 5? No, 4. I think ages ago.
Yeah, 4.
Only, like, little bits. Dark Knight.
Gotcha.
If I was to play, like, one... If I was to go and play another one now, I'd probably play 6 and see what that's like.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like for a lot of people, that's like the go-to of the classics. What did you think of 7 compared to 8 then, since you know, have a fondness for 8?
Oh, 7 is like probably my favorite game of all time.
Okay, good.
It's such a nostalgic hit for me. I've played that through probably about 6 times, I think, at least.
Oh yeah, I'm the same way, because like, it's hard for me to say it's my favorite Final Fantasy, but yeah, I've definitely played through that probably the most out of all of them. Even though I still probably wouldn't say that's my definitive favorite, but it's very playable, and I mean, people don't think it's aged well. I think it's fine. Like, I just think it's
fine. The only thing that's not really aged is just the kind of silly characters.
yeah, exactly.
And how they look, but yeah, it's fine. I mean, obviously, 8s look fantastic for the time, but
mm-hmm.
Nah, 7 doesn't do too badly with what it's got.
No, it's unique.
You mean the looks of the characters, like on the maps, like on like the general like normal look of them, like in the talk about Final Fantasy 7, right?
Yeah, I just thought it was. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of fun
the way. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's funky.
Here it is. Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Boy. All right, guys.
You play as Keanu Reeves.
Get your fangs out. I think so. As far as I know. There were a couple... I think there was a... Was there a Sega CD version? No, maybe not.
There was a Sega CD.
There was?
Okay. Yeah, that one was completely different. And you had kind of like digitized characters.
Yeah, it was a little more Mortal Kombat-y.
And
yeah.
A side-scrolling game. Really bad. Mortal
Anthologies. Oh boy, here we go. Man, the whole chat is talking about Pat Contry. What's going on? Way to go, Voltar. Way to rile everybody up. Look at that.
Dracul! I always think of, like, is that like what, isn't Anthony Hopkins, wasn't he in this? And he's like, Dracul!
And then Gary Oldman was Dracula.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he has all those different versions of himself. It's actually a really, like, sexual movie, Voltar. There's a lot of...
It
gets intense. That's an intense movie.
So there's three buttons. There's, like, you know, I've always been, you know, try kind of poo-poos this. And, you know, like, I think I've kind of come around to it over time. I was always a jump on the C button. B on the attack. B being attack.
I just can't do that. The Genesis controller.
But it tries, like, you got to put, like, the jump on the B button. And you have your other two things on both sides. But, I mean...
I'm pretty sure I do C.
I'm a C jump. You're a C jumper.
I like C jump. Like,
yeah, that's the way my thumb would roll. Yeah, C.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I mean, this I think it's really funny that you have your jump on your B button. Yeah, A is your sword, and C is missile.
You know, Dracula.
You got missiles.
It's a time period game. So, it means revolver or something. I don't know. That'd be interesting. It's your stake weapon, your missile stakes. You launch at him.
That's what I want. I really want. I'm gonna do like this sounds right to me. It's gonna be C is jump, B is sword, and A is missile.
Game show garbage has got a magic missile. There you go. It's a D&D Dracula scenario you're playing.
I saw this movie in the theater. I don't remember anything about it.
How old were you when you saw it in the theater?
Well, what year did it come out?
Early 90s, right?
92, I want to say.
Yeah, it sounds 92. Like it. It feels like a 92. It
sounds like 13, 14.
13, 14. Yeah. Whew, this is not the... You should not have been seeing this movie.
Listen, I saw RoboCop in the theater.
Whew.
Wow.
You were
I saw Die Hard 1 and 2 in the theater.
That's why they called him Hard R Corey.
I know.
Dang, yeah, that my mom would have never.
Oh yeah, I mean my parents were split up at the time, or are still are obviously, but
so you got the old hookup, huh?
Well, my dad was just like, you know, we'll go to the movies. I saw tons of good movies that I probably awesome. Shouldn't have been going to see. I probably wouldn't take my own kid.
RoboCop in the theater. That would have been awesome.
I saw RoboCop in the theater. You know, there's only been a handful of times. That I was like uncomfortable, I think, with like the R ratedness and being too young. And, you know, like I always think of Die Hard 2. And there is the one scene where John McClane gets brought into like the main police chief at the airport, like office. And he swears so much that I remember like being like physically like kind of like uncomfortable.
Really? See, the cursing thing never really caused issues. Like, because like at home, my parents might put on like a questionable movie, and we would all watch it. But it was only sexual stuff.
My was mom, it always like close your eyes.
Oh no! She would just like leave the room. She would get so uncomfortable.
Oh really? I mean, my mom was always just like close your eyes.
Oh no! Yeah, she still does that. I remember trying to mute. Though actually, no. When we would watch Beetlejuice. She would always try to mute the F word in the movie when he honks the old horn, but she would always miss it. So it'd be like she would bleep like model or nice, but never the. So it'd be like effing model, like way to go, mom.
I think I ended up stumbling upon that my parents' collection of like taped movies. At a way too young age. I think I ended up... I mean, my parents, to be honest, didn't really care too much, but I ended up seeing RoboCop and stuff like that just way too young. Like about that's 7 years old.
I mean, RoboCop is like
gets hit with the acid. Oh my god!
Yeah, well, he gets the end of like the toxic waste, and he's like,
and he's like, kill me! It's like, oh man, that's rough.
It's rough. You know, it's funny because, you know, it's always been kind of a joke with like an old like grade school friend of mine. You know, when he comes, because he doesn't say, he's like, help me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was, you know, years later, he posted something on Facebook, and I like it reminded me of that. So I was like, posted a picture of him, like the guy coming out of the toxic waste, going to help me. And someone was like, wait, is this so, like another friend who had like no idea was like, is this like this like specific memory that you guys have together?
<That's so creepy. laughs> And then he gets run over by a car shortly after.
Yeah, and he like turns and he like explodes in a liquid.
Flats, just liquid stew by Red Foreman of That 70s Show.
Yeah. I mean, there's like so much stuff about that movie. Like, I didn't understand at the time, you know, like when.
Oh yeah, because it was like just a huge satire movie, really.
Yeah, I remember being like, "Oh my god!" when he like shoots his hand off.
Whew, that was but now the theatrical cut though, wasn't as bad, right?
Oh really? I don't remember.
Yeah, there's like a director's cut out there that's like.
I don't think I've ever seen a director's cut of it. I think I've just I remember the hand exploding.
Yeah, there's a director's cut that's horrible.
Yeah. But it's like way too excessive. I mean, the movie, the theatrical cut was plenty, but it's just that director, you know, he was into the.
Yeah, he was really into
Tokyo War Blues. Yeah, Total Recall,
stuff like that. Yeah,
I saw Total Recall in the theater too. And
a rough one.
that one's not that bad. But I mean, when he goes out and, you know, his eyes are popping out of his head and stuff. You
know. So from then on, you just assume that. No, girls have three.
No, but that was like a very like, my mom was like, close your eyes, and you know at the same time she's probably thinking like, I don't know if I really need to say here or not.
Yeah, she's going, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Oh gosh.
You know, like I saw like all the Schwarzenegger movies like in the theater at the drive-in.
It was such a different time. Like, it didn't seem like it was as bad to let your kids see an R movie. I don't know, something about it's just so different.
I told my wife the other day, I was like, yeah, I saw Aliens in the theater. I mean, that was 85. I was probably 7 when I saw Aliens. And she's like, what? No, never would I let my kids ever do that.
Yeah, it just didn't really matter then, I guess.
And you know, Aliens, like there's nothing, like it's a scary movie, for sure, it's like a scary movie, but it's like, it's an awesome movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time still.
Yeah, I mean, to think about like the action figures back then, like clearly for kids, but they were all from like rated R movies.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now, I feel like you don't see that now.
No.
But there's not really rated R movies like that anymore. I don't know, it's just it's a different time.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know how much merchandising there was for, like, Deadpool or something. Like, that's one of the only ones I can really think of. It's like,
that would probably be
R-rated movie. Like, not the action sort of thing.
The kids
that was
probably
actually kind of a tricky one, because kids, you know, really into Deadpool, and then that movie was intense.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it was really good.
Oh yeah, I'm curious to see what they'll do with a bigger budget now. I hope it doesn't mess them up, you know.
Yeah,
because they had a pretty small budget for what they pulled off. That's why it was kind of simplistic in what happened in it.
Yeah, you know, it's like only like,
a lot of locations.
Like two like really major action scenes in it. Mm-hmm. Because they kept on coming back to one of them.
Yeah, it was super just so dialogue driven.
Yeah. So I'm supposed to find dynamite for this guy. This game is it's not very good.
Moves pretty quick, though. Well, yeah, I never said it was good. I would never lie to you like that. Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, it definitely has a different look than the Super Nintendo version, though.
Yeah. I mean, I was just speaking of like R rated movies. Like, I was really big into like the Friday the 13th movies when I was.
See, my brother was obsessed with horror movies as a kid. Like, he was drawing like Freddy Krueger in elementary school, and his teachers would be like, yeah, we think Neil, we need to take him to a counselor. He's drawing these claws. I'm like, oh no, that's just, it's just Freddy Krueger. Like, and my mom's like, it's just Freddy Krueger. And he, you know, he liked Child's Play and all those movies. And I hated him as a kid.
It's like the later Freddy movies. Oh, gosh, like the Fat Boys and stuff.
Yeah, it's got more and more ridiculous.
Yeah, because the first one was trying to be kind of serious. But yeah, and it just got goofier and goofier, and then you know, and then you had the fake power glove in that one. I don't know which one that was. The third one, maybe. Oh, that, now you're playing with power.
I think that's Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare.
Was that the one?
I think so. Yeah. The first and the third ones are is like really the only really good ones.
And then what's the one with? And then they did New Nightmare, where it was the actors.
Yeah, which was rather good.
Yeah.
Haunted by Freddy. It's super weird.
I quite liked that one back in the day.
Yeah. It was kind
of creepy. I mean, it was like so meta, and it was like such a cool kind of take on it.
Yeah, very unique. Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was kind of into that. But yeah, my mom couldn't stand it. She loves horror movies. The gorier, the better.
Really?
Yeah, she's like.
Is she like all like the torture porn movies?
Yeah.
She's like really into like Hostel and. The Saw series. Man, my mom loves the Saw series.
My mom does. She loves them. Saw in the theater.
Really? Yeah.
If she knew that
she's seen all, saw all seven of them in the theater. Opening.
She'd be so embarrassed if she knew that's what they were called.
What?
She'll sit there and she'll just be like, that was sick. And she'll just like stare at it. She's like, did you see that guy's head get twisted around? It's like, yes, mom, we all saw it. She's like, that's a good one. She doesn't scare easily either. She doesn't even jump at jump scares. And my dad's sitting over there like crying because he's like, gotta watch these movies with my mom, who's hardcore about it. Yeah, she loves the creepy horror stuff. But yeah, Hostel, she likes the Hostel movies too. The only thing she doesn't like is aliens. Anything with aliens, she's like, that's stupid.
It's like, no, it's not that it's scary or anything. It's just that it's stupid.
Yeah, something about the concept of aliens. She hates alien movies, anything with aliens, and anything with zombies. She can't stand. She's like, that's so dumb. She's like, that can never happen. But then she'll go watch, like, you know, a movie with all these ghosts and like,
yeah.
Like Saw. And
all. Poltergeist.
That could happen. That could happen. It's like, okay. Whatever. Yeah, she's into it.
Do you know, you realize that somewhere out there, this game that I'm playing right now is somebody's favorite game of all time. Somebody out there, this is their favorite game of all time.
Whew, let's find that.
Maybe they're in the chat right now.
They might. Maybe they are.
Voltar?
Oh, I'm fighting Dracula. He's huge. He looks like him, though.
Yeah, I think you fight all the different forms of him from the movie throughout the game. Yeah, that's like the... Yeah, super goofy. But, you know. Because you fight like... Because in the movie, there's the old one, there's the young one. It's like this monstrous one. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it.
Been a long, long time.
Long.
I think I can only remember like Gary Oldman in this form.
Yeah. Big hair.
Yeah.
I mean, he's unrecognizable in this movie.
There's one. Yeah, except when he's. Doesn't he appear as kind of like himself when he's younger? I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't remember.
But yeah, he definitely does. Yeah, I mean, they had some serious makeups. You know what? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he doesn't really. The younger version of him looks like Johnny Depp, honestly, in the movie.
Really?
Really? The top hatted version of him.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like Johnny Depp to me.
With the like the circle sunglasses, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Good old Keanu.
Yeah.
Just watched the John Wick movies. I had never seen them.
I haven't seen the second one.
Not bad.
The first one was really good.
Yeah, I was very surprised.
Yeah, I heard so many good things about that. I kind of need to get to watching it.
Yeah, because it totally doesn't seem like something that would be like a hit in that, like critically.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But yeah, like I can see why. I mean, there was some didn't take itself too seriously, which was
people like to rag on like Keanu Reeves' acting style, but he's been in some like really amazing movies, like great just action movies.
Yeah,
and there's definitely moments in John Wick where it's kind of like Keanu. But yeah, he's
and his first real like hit in a while, isn't it?
Yeah, because he's been doing a lot of like weird ones. He did that Japanese film, didn't he?
Yeah, like the 13 Warriors or something like that.
Yeah, and kind of. And he did some other one where he was like the bad guy, and he was like running like a underground fighting ring or something. And neither of those really hit well. And then this movie out of nowhere, but there's a couple cringy acting moments in it. But it's just like he's so likable.
Yeah,
yeah, that's just why people like him. Yeah. He's such a likable guy and relatable.
And in real life. He's the same way. Like he's a solid human, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. Not a twat.
Yep. Classic Hollywood.
But I mean,
yeah, once Corey and Tri get huge on the web and they become super Hollywood,
we'll see if they're yeah, right. Suddenly, we're just none of us get invited onto like streams and that anymore.
But. You know, like he's everyone's sort of, like every few years though he's in a series that like really hits big. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like after The Matrix, he wasn't in anything for like anything major for a while.
Yeah. Speaking of, yeah, expect a lot of Matrix buddies to show up in those movies.
Oh yeah, but I mean that's kind of the appeal of it.
Yeah, especially in the second one, which you'll see.
Well, I know that Lawrence Fishburne is in it.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I was just like, we're sitting there watching, I was like, okay, all right, see what's happening here.
Is there any, like, direct, like, nods to it?
I mean, well, when you see his character, you'll kind of be like, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a feel, like, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And then, because who else was in that? Maybe it was the first one. The Keymaster was in the first one, right? The guy who made the keys for him in the Matrix movies.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. He was the, he was the older Asian man.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. I think it was the first one that stood right out to me. I was like, oh, it's the Keymaster.
God, the first Matrix is like, it's gonna be 20 years old in like 2 years here.
Isn't that crazy to think? Like, Reload. Hold on.
Reload, I think, was 2002, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw The Matrix. That's the end of my second year of college. That's when it came out.
Yeah, I had not seen the first one, and then when Reloaded came out, my friend was a big fan. He was like, "Oh, you've never seen it. We gotta watch the first one," and they go see the second one in theaters. So that was my first experience. I was like, "Oh,
Good!" It was like such a huge at the time. You know, it was such an eye-opening movie. I think.
Yeah,
I remember being so excited to see The Matrix back when it came out because I think was it. Well, I mean, like, one of the first movies that it was, like, just me and my mates going to see it and rather, you know, not being, like, taken to the cinema.
I don't know why I'm still playing this
and
game.
It just blew me away at the time.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, I went into it not expecting anything, and it was really, really good. And it just, like, you know, it really has that amazing sense of buildup that, like, really, like, when, you know, he finally realizes that he's, like, in control of everything, you're like, yeah! You know, it's like, such a good, you know, like, gets you really hyped up. And the Wachowskis were pretty good at that. And another movie that is really good with that was V for Vendetta, which they didn't direct, but they like produced like their kind of protege.
Yeah, it has that feel for sure.
Well, it has that build up, and then it's like with the you know, it builds up to the point where exactly the thing that you want to happen happens. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense, you know, like it gets you.
Yeah.
Like I really, yeah. You know, you get so like invested in like, you know, it's just such a good build up to it. I'm going to play something mm-hmm. else for the last.
Dude, you got to put on some Lemmings to finish it out.
It's on the Genesis, right? There's a Genesis version of Lemmings.
Yeah, there's a Genesis Lemmings.
Yeah.
Or some Wiz and Liz.
Just play some Player Unknown Battlegrounds. You know, that's the big thing to do now. But everybody's playing.
That is all the rage. Everyone's doing this. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's
crazy. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it does. I like the idea because I don't play any shooting games like that at all. Mm. But the idea of like the zones closing up, that appeals to me.
Mm.
Because I had not heard of it until I saw Leo playing it on his stream on Twitch.
Mm.
What is and that? Was like when it had just come out as the early access or whatever. But I've still not played it. I'm sure I'd be terrible at it. I suck at games like that.
What? It seems a bit more like. Because I know like H1Z1 used to do like kind of similar thing, but it's a lot more team oriented than that game was.
Right.
It was like a lot more like cooperative fun.
Talking about PUBG, Corey. Talking about PUBG. Player Unknown Battlegrounds.
Oh, I had no idea. Like today was the first time I ever heard anything about that game ever.
Yeah, it's like the game now to play on live streams. So I've never played it, but it does look kind of interesting though. It's unique.
What is so special about it? Just look like a regular third-person like shooter.
Yeah, it looks like a... Yeah, I mean, you can do both, I think, but you kind of, you know, you drop in from a plane, parachute into a zone, and then every couple of minutes, the circular zone will start to close in, and you have to go into that zone, or you'll start to take damage and die. So it kind of forces everyone into one little spot. It's a little, you know, a little Hunger Games-y.
Really,
and everybody's on this big server, and you really start with nothing, and you're just going through houses and trying to pick stuff up, and there's some vehicles, and it looks kind of fun because normally, you know, I would never play a game like that, but just that idea of it seems.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's never something that I'm gonna play myself, but
yeah,
I do like watching it though.
That was kind of the big thing. That was kind of a bummer for me, I guess. It's just like so much multiplayer stuff. Oh, so if they go off the screen, you can't... Okay, there. I guess I could... I didn't realize I could go the other way. I mean, there's so much... it's just, like, so much multiplayer stuff. And I spend most of my time playing, like, single-player stuff these days. And, you know, the kind of... Like, stuff like Sea of Thieves doesn't do too much for me.
Yeah, it's tricky because, you know, whenever we want to play games, it's like, oh, is this for a video? Or, you know, it's that tricky thing of...
Yeah, exactly.
Balancing that, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I want to, you know, when I get these next couple episodes out, that's what I'm hoping to do, just play some games just to play them and not worry about, oh, I should be capturing this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you kind of, it's kind of the trouble doing this, is you end up just playing games just to capture them and not just having fun.
Yeah, exactly. And I totally play differently if I know it's being captured. It's almost like you're performing, so it's like, oh, that jump looked really stupid or something like that. Like, I think about exactly, dumb stuff like that.
That's what it comes down to. I mean, that's it is it's definitely tough, you know, like when you're capturing stuff. And you don't want to like take forever doing it either, you know?
Oh yeah, because then you're scrubbing through footage of you in one area for 10 minutes.
Right. So this game has like a lot of, you know, like I don't want to say it's like licensed music, but it was different like music I remember hearing like as like she'll be coming around the mountain.
Yeah, like Dance of the Shkatan Fairy, stuff like that.
Uh oh, I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to do. Dead? Is it gonna die? Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought that, you know, that the lemmings were animated super smoothly. And you look at them, they are, but they're so small. You know, you don't really think about it too much. But I remember as a kid.
It also makes it as impressive, too.
Yeah. A lot of sprites on screen at one time.
Mm. I mean, especially when they got to like some of the sequels, like Lemmings to the Tribes. I mean, there's just so much animation in that one.
Really? Mm-hmm. That was on here, too. I wonder if...
Mm. It's a pretty good sequel. I mean, it's basically Lemmings, but with a lot more skills.
Yeah, I mean, how many? Like the first one has a ton of levels, right?
Yeah, it has a good couple of hundred, I think.
Man, that's a good deal. It's very
yeah, absolutely.
Not a good game to try to pick up. It's backlog.
Yeah.
What's he at right now?
I don't know if he's like finished anything on his trip, but he's like always he's been riding that 99 unbeaten for so long.
Yeah, last I saw he had gotten it to 97.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's still there, but I don't know. There's a couple, like, speaking of games of your backlog, anything you're planning to look for at Too Many Games? And you know, it's the best place to buy stuff.
I've been kind of after this one PS2 beat 'em up that I've only recently found out about by Namco.
Oh, the Bouncer.
No. It's a 3D beat 'em up. It's called Urban Rain.
Urban Rain. I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's like a Namco.
What's the significance for you about that one?
Do I have to blow them up now? Is that what I gotta do? I gotta nuke the rest of them.
Yep.
Nuke them high.
Okay, that was always like a big thing when that happened. That was always so cool.
Style.
But I'm after Urban Rain, and I don't know. I think it's more fun to like not be on the lookout for certain things and just kind of see what you get into when you're there.
That's kind of how I was planning to do it. There's only four games I would like to get just because I feel like I can get them cheaper at the convention. And then everything else, I'm just going to kind of have no plans to get anything.
And work out one of your Bundaroos for it.
That's right. It's almost Bundaroo time. I want to, because I've never played them. We were talking about this a little while ago that I wanted to get into Breath of Fire.
Oh, yeah. I love the first one.
Yeah, I want to get all four of them. Well, I mean, there's Dragon Quarter, but I want to get that. That's not expensive or anything, but so I want to see. I should have bought three when we were at. That's right. The disc was kind of scratched up. That's why I didn't buy it. So, I'd like to get 1 through 4. I failed at a couple auctions for 1 and 2. So, and I was like, oh, this is out of my budget. But something about SNES RPGs, I want them boxed. I can't get those loose. Something weird about that to me. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean...
Those are the only four looking to get.
The first, or the second Breath of Fire has a really, really bad sound... not soundtrack, translation. Like, it's it's probably worse than Wild Arms 2, which is really, really bad.
Okay, so they obviously changed it. Well, I know, because the first one was published by Squaresoft, right?
Yeah, which is really weird. I think it's such a cool, like, kind of weird thing about it.
Because that's kind of what initially turned me on to wanting to just get them and kind of go, you know the real reason that I want them.
No.
If you really think about why would I be interested in an RPG series I haven't played up until now? What's the one thing that gets me? It helps me look past other issues. Well, you know it, Corey. You know me. Don't ruin this. What do I love in RPGs?
The sexuality of it.
The sexuality. See, Kim Newton. So what is it? My pant? That you don't agree with. It's something you do not agree with.
Really?
Yeah, something you don't like that I do with RPGs. When I can.
Man, am I gonna feel stupid when I once I?
You're gonna, dude. You're gonna be. You're so stupid.
uh, I don't know. I don't know. What is it that makes you want it?
Who's Who's the main character in FF7?
Cloud.
No, it's Dave.
Oh, you can name him. Yes.
Him in Breath of Fire.
Oh, okay.
Name your characters.
Yes.
Because that makes me like that locks me in. Because like, oh no, this is my story. This is me.
I see. We've had,
come on now. Do you feel a little dumb? Just a slight taste of it.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even think about that. Like, yes, it's true. I forgot that you can even do it.
So anti the naming of the main character.
Yeah. See, I'm the other way. I like to call.
You like to keep it all legit, like the
entire name. If I can.
Yeah, I never like to name characters.
Yeah, I'm definitely the minority when it comes to that, for sure. I've come to terms with it.
Yeah, I mean, you like to name them what you want, or do you mean you like you prefer to have like their default names?
Sounds like in your camp. I'm the minority still, Corey.
Yeah, well.
But when it comes to a game where it forces you and there is no official name, do you put in your name or do you come up with a name?
Oh, I always put in my name.
Okay. Kim, what do you
mean? Yeah, I normally just put in my name.
Okay.
This is like a great, should we come around the mountain? This is it. That's what I've been waiting for.
This is why we put it on.
It's like a great remix of it, though. I mean, this is... I wonder if they, like, still teach kids in grade school this song.
I don't. But I also teach computers, so that would be kind of odd.
Yeah.
Though there is a site that the kids use where they listen to, like, old sing-along songs sometimes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they always listen to, like, the Christmas songs. And I'll know because, you know, they all have headphones on. I'm like, all right, guys, you have 10 minutes. You can explore the website and have some free time at the end of class. And I'll, these little kindergarten kids will be sitting there like, Jacob, Jacob. And they have no concept of how loud they are. I'm just sitting there, like, cringing, like, I hate
them. What do the plus and minuses do? Is that the speed?
The speed, yeah. And the speed of how the lemons get released.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, see that little grouping? Yeah.
I don't know if it made him walk faster or not.
Torgo said, Dave teaches computers? His students are computers? Yep. I teach the computers. It's a learning computer. Oh yeah, I forgot Lucas talking about Bugsby.
Oh yeah, I mean, I guess we haven't really
Bubsy.
Talked. Bubsy, yeah.
Bubsy's return.
Which is interesting. I mean, I didn't really play them originally that much because I remember magazines were like, "Oh, it's just awful. Don't play it." So I think a lot of people that are saying like it's really bad, I bet you a lot of people have not even played it because it was like kind of a common thing for magazines to say at the time.
I never liked the games back then, I have to say.
Yeah, I didn't care much for it. My friend had them. Yeah, it just wasn't, you know.
And the thing that does make me a little interested in the new one is that it's by Black Forest Games, who did the new Gianna Sisters game.
Yeah, which is great. It looks like it uses the same engine and everything.
Yeah, it looks very similar.
So, I mean, that alone means that it's probably going to be pretty good. But I bet you people will just be like, oh, it's so bad. Just because...
because it's Bubsy, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's no way that... I just think it's weird that they're bringing back, like, the accolade name. Which was, like, never considered, like a quality. Ever.
Not really.
I mean, they were mostly, like, a PC developer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where they came up from. I think they splintered from a bunch of people who splintered from Activision, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. I'm not sure about that.
But I just know that, like, most of their Genesis stuff was, like, not good.
Yeah, I mean, I think they just did games like, what was it, like Summer Challenge, Winter Challenge, like kind of naff sports games.
Hmm.
Not much else. And Bubsy, obviously. And, of course, Bubsy 3D. I'll forget about that one.
Yeah. That game runs in 480i, though, which is actually is pretty pretty impressive for the time.
Pretty odd.
Yeah. I mean... I mean, I don't really know what else they did. We look up a list of their games. Oh, now it's giving me free reign to do what I'm going to do here.
All right. Of course, Hardball with an exclamation point.
Oh, yeah.
Old Commodore.
back when anybody could release baseball games. It's so weird.
Barkley Shut Up and Jam is on there.
Really?
On the original.
Yeah, I mean that was like the big competitor for NBA Jam. Dave, what was that really bad basketball game that we played?
that forced you guys to play. Just cause,
Rap Jam.
Queen Latifah Rap Jam Volume 1. There was no Volume 2. Rap Jam Volume 1. What a ridiculous. Because it was at MAGFest and it looked mint, like it had never been opened. It was like $10. I was like, yes, I am going to buy Rap Jam Volume 1. It was terrible. It was such a bad game.
But you had to do it because it was free. I just like realized that the exit was right there and I was like building this bridge.
We had to do it.
It's sneak.
Let's see what else they did. They did Bill and Ted.
Oh,
wow.
Bubsy. Let's see anything else that stands out here. The Dam Busters.
I have no idea what that is.
See, it is loosely based on the real-life Operation Chastise. It's a combat flight simulator.
Oh.
Less than dams.
It did seem to have gone offline.
Oh.
We've gone off. Whoa.
Oh, we're back, maybe?
No, it's saying that it's like a drop in frames.
All those lemmings, man.
I don't know. This has never happened. I don't know what this is. Weird. Let's see if this helps. Oh, we should be back.
Okay, cool.
I don't know what it was. It was the... It crashed. I mean, it was like locked up. I couldn't stop the streamer or do anything.
Hmm. It's too good.
Yeah, there's too many lemmings. Let's see if as long as people say that we're back. That's never happened before.
That's never happened before.
Okay, what time is it there?
Just gone 4 a.m.
Oof.
I know.
Trooper.
Yeah.
Usually go to bed at normal times?
Yeah, relatively normal. Normally, I mean, I tend to be up fairly late.
Yeah.
To bed, but...
What is your kind of, like... When do you do most of your writing? Because, your writing is, like, so good, and I have no idea. Like writing is, like, definitely, like, the thing that I have the hardest time with. And, like, your stuff is always just so good, and it just, like... I feel like it just... You sit down and you start typing and it just like all comes right out.
Yeah, kind of. A lot of the time that kind of ends up being what happens. I tend to do a lot of writing in the morning.
Really? Like right when you wake up? I mean, you drink coffee or anything like that?
I mean, morning's usually when I do my Retronaut stuff and get that done. And then, it just kind of happens a bit more throughout the day. But it normally tends to be over at extremes. It tends to be at the morning or night that I do more of my writing.
Do you ever find yourself like putting it off?
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, like I can't. I mean, there's something to be said about procrastinating, I guess, because at least for video and stuff like that, you end up working, like, you are constantly thinking about it. But before you start writing anything, you know, you think, like, oh, maybe I should do this. Like, Dave, your writing is super good, too. And I just feel like it's easy for you guys to write. And I just, like...
I mean, it's definitely work. Because what I do is I'll usually, you know, I'll either open up a notepad or whatever, and then as I play, I'll try to make as many notes as I can, and sort of use that as like kind of an outline. Since I, you know, obviously I'm playing chronologically, and I like to go over the game chronologically, because you know I'm one of those spoiler dudes who likes to show the ending of all the games I review, which, you know, some people don't like, but it's just, you know, in case you never play it, here's your chance to kind of feel like you've enjoyed the game. It's kind of my thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to do as much as I can. And yeah, when it comes to that, the time, I'm actually kind of like him, like in the morning or late, is when I do some of my better writing. Because I'll do it at work in the morning before... I'll do it late after work, but now I gotta get on a schedule now that I'm in summer break, so I kind of try to write throughout the day. But that's probably where I procrastinate the most though, would be putting off writing.
Yeah.
But once I do write the script, as soon as the script is done, I immediately am ready to film. Like, I don't put off filming. If I have a finished script, I'm like, boom, film.
Right.
Because then it's fresh, and it's easier to ad-lib when it's written, the script.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
90% of what I say is scripted, and then 10% of it is just some things on the fly that happen, or, you know, game day of goofs. So.
See, I mean you... go ahead.
I mean, now that I'm kind of doing it full-time and that, I do kind of miss having the sort of more limited time. I feel like I tended to work better, actually, when I had a bit more limited time.
You mean just in terms of, like, getting a video out? Or just... Or, I mean...
Just in terms of, yeah, just, I guess, having a bit more... Like, having a bit more time where I just wasn't doing YouTube at all and, like,
right.
Doing work. I mean...
Yeah.
I tend to get more stuff done in that shorter span. I don't know, it's weird... I might be looking to sort it out and do YouTube as a side thing more.
Mm-hmm. I mean, would you rather write than do videos?
Oh no, I love doing the actual videos. The editing, that is probably my favorite bit.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're all self-taught and everything, right?
Oh no, I did do a degree in media production.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's cool. I had no idea.
Yeah. So we're all in the same boat then.
Yeah. I mean, that's really helps, I guess, when doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it does make a difference, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like editing, I like the editing when I get a chunk done and I can see like what I was trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
But I really dread editing a lot of times when I know it's going to be one of those big, you know, multi-day sit down and edit for 8 hours kind of a situation that's easy to put it off sometimes. Filming is probably that's my most fun part.
Oh yeah, I like filming. I like being able to make filming. And again, yeah, it's all kind of a case-by-case thing, I guess, a lot of my stuff. I mean, some of the stuff that I edit is like, yeah, I have lots of fun with most of the stuff. But then sometimes, I guess, something again like Final Fantasy VIII, which has just been a bit ridiculous... that has been kind of a bit more, especially as it drags on, it's like, wow, I want to get this done now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that can't see. Yeah. Aside from, you know, 15 is the only one I've specifically done a video about the game. I talked about 8, but it was more just like a story about my thoughts on 8, but it wasn't really a review. That's why I would love to do a big series going through all of them, but it, similar to you, I'd be stuck in this situation where it would have to be super long videos. There's just no way I could do a 10-minute review of even the first game.
No, absolutely ridiculous. Not. It's just too much stuff that happens.
Yeah, it would not be... I don't think it would be a waste of people's time to talk about Final Fantasy 1 for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I could could write like you guys. Like I've kind of found a little, like, it's good for me to get out of this room that I'm in and like use a laptop somewhere else. Like, I think that's helped me a lot.
Now, see, that's how Noptop, you know, for those of you who know old Noptop on the YouTube, he's that way. He has to work, like, he'll go to the coffee shop, says laptop up and write. And see, I'm different where I can write at work, but I got to be closed in and in my office on a break or whatever. But I like to just be at my computer and just type.
See, so. I there's just too much stuff for me to like, oh, I'm going to do this for a little bit.
I will say, yeah, that knowing how to time your distractions, be like, all right, so I'm going to get, if I can get two pages done, then I'll maybe watch a little YouTube and then I'll come back to it. Yeah, it's hard to break that up and keep yourself, not too digitally distracted.
But I mean, I've been like, even like going to the backyard, I would love to go to a coffee shop, but you know, having the kids around like prevents me to like really be able to go places. Although there is a coffee shop / record store opening up around the corner.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, we have another coffee shop that's like right around on the other side of the block from where I am, but they're not open on Sundays. Like the one day that I would really like to go. Like, what kind of coffee shop is not open on Sundays?
Don't know.
Yeah.
A Christian one.
Yeah, that's exactly
it's exactly what I that would be my guess.
And but this other place is opening up, and they're going to be selling records. I sold them some records actually.
I think we only have like one record shop, and it's like, it's probably 50 minutes away. It's not a lot in my area, sadly.
There's a few around where I live. There's even a couple like retro game shops now, which is quite nice.
Really?
Yeah, that's, I would love to have something like
that's by.
There's a retro game shop and arcade opening up like 5 minutes away from my house.
Ooh.
Which is going to be incredible.
Awesome. Good. Once it's open, then I'll finally have a reason to visit.
Yeah, I mean, you...
I know, yours is the only house I haven't been to.
Yep.
Yep. Well, I guess at Duke.
Yeah. But I mean, I haven't been there either. But I mean, you should come and visit.
I know, we gotta make it happen because you all have been here. We gotta make sure we shoot something when you guys are visiting. We gotta think of something good.
Well, I know that Tri wants to do like a soundtrack thing.
Yeah, he definitely wants to talk about game soundtracks for sure, which we can do. That should be pretty easy though.
Yeah,
we should do something a little goofy. So we all know your fans love the goofs. Big fans of it.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, I can't even watch this because of Game Dave. the Game Boy rack. It's like, are you serious? You didn't know people collected coins?
I know.
Like so often, people come.
Like it's obviously a joke.
Yeah, I didn't even know people collected this stuff.
Yeah, because you guys are pretty serious in your videos, so, but I think that's fun to like bust that cycle a bit. Yeah, some people, you know, take it a little too seriously. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll say it now, live, on camera. I do know people collect coins.
Yeah, just you know, for the record,
Game Dave is
people
is
collect
not,
all kinds of
not
things.
That dumb.
My grandma collected golf balls.
Yeah, I mean, my grandma collected the spoons, you know, the collectible spoons that you get. You put them in little spoon racks.
Yeah. My wife collects shot glasses.
There you go.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Really quick, Kim. Like, Kim, I know that you play bass guitar, correct?
Yeah.
Who is your favorite bass player?
Oh, my favorite bassist. God, I have to probably say, off the top of my head, a guy called Mick Kahn.
Mm-hmm.
He used to play in a band called Japan.
Okay.
It's a really unique fretless bassist. Did a lot of like kind of industrial stuff in his time, along with kind of more sort of new wavy kind of post-punk. Just he plays bass like no one else I've heard. It's very inspirational.
Is he the reason you started playing?
I wouldn't say it's the reason I started playing. The reason why I started playing bass is weird. I started playing bass because of a rock band.
Really?
Rock Band 2.
Oh.
Yeah, I am. I mean, because I used to play guitar more, like just regular electric, and kind of played that for a few years, kind of plateaued on it. And then I started playing, when I picked up Rock Band, I kind of played, fiddled around the bass, and it was like, oh, I really enjoy playing the, like, pretending to play the bass on it. And it kind of developed from there. I ended up getting a bass, and yeah, and then I switched over from guitar to that.
You play a lot? I mean, you play, would you say you play like every day?
I wouldn't say I play every day at the moment, but that's because I've a string's bust on my bass that I need to replace. I need to finally get that done like tomorrow, and then I'll be back to like playing, yeah, most every day probably. But I play at least once every week though, if, usually with other people.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Dave, do you play any? You don't play any instruments, do you? You play like synth, like keyboards, right? I mean,
keyboard, yeah, keyboard. I took weirdly organ lessons, specifically organ lessons, which is kind of odd, but yeah. So I have a basic understanding of keyboard, which has helped me with, you know, writing like the game day themes and music and stuff. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not I'm no pro, that's for sure.
Do you have anybody that's like inspiration to you?
Huh?
Do you have anybody that's an inspiration to you?
No. I mean, when it comes to pianists, Kiko Matsui is pretty amazing. Jazz pianist. Check her out. Yeah. Bunch of albums. What? And there's some serious Ghostbusters chat going on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Anybody getting any of the Playmobil Ghostbusters toys? They're pretty amazing. They're pretty amazing.
Egon right there.
They're talking about Egon, so I got to show the Egon one.
What are Playmobil? I never heard of it.
Don't remember Playmobil from, you know, when you're being a youngster? Like, they're like, people like to say they're like Legos, but they're not. They're not, they're kind of like the, I don't know, we had them as kids, but they're not really so much building toys, though they kind of have a minifig, you know, kind of look to them like a more intense minifig style to the characters, but the parts themselves, you're not really doing much building. They're kind of like pre-built, like the car. I don't know if you've seen any of the Playmobil Ghostbusters stuff, but the car, it's probably one of the best recreations of Ecto-1, I think, that's come out that's affordable.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, which I bought it because I had to buy it. Will I open it? I don't know. But I bought it. So here's the car. Like, it's just the freaking car. It's not even like, it's just the car.
You don't have to build anything with it.
No, you just put it together, and it's pretty screen accurate for what it is.
That's cool.
You know, it's got lights and sounds. It's got the legit siren in it. It's like, bring it on.
You're a big Lego fan too, aren't you though?
I mean, I like very specific Legos. I was a big Lego fan, but it's just not a collection that I can realistically maintain anymore.
Yeah.
With the game stuff, so I'll only buy very specific licensed Legos. Like, I bought all the Ghostbusters ones or the Back to the Future ones that came out when they had the QSO, which is called like the Lego Ideas now or whatever. Mm. But that's really it, you know.
It's funny. Okay. I mean, my daughter's starting to kind of get into them a little bit, and it had been a really long time since I've like built anything.
A lot of work.
It is, but you know what, man? I had an awesome time, and it's just like really simple stuff. I mean, hers is like, it's all like ponies and stuff like that, ponies and swing sets.
So you get what you gotta get her.
Yeah, like, but I mean, like putting it together, it was like
Playmobil Slimer. Which you gotta do, yeah.
I mean, she'd probably would get into that, I'm sure. But I mean,
do it.
She's, you know, she wanted like it's like the Lego Friends, and it's
yes, that's what they're called, the Lego Friends. They're a little bit bigger, right? But they're a little taller.
No, I mean these are like all. I mean, it's just like,
yeah, they look like normal mini.
It's like stuff for like little girls, essentially.
Oh, okay.
It's like horses and
the very so the Lego Friends is specifically catered that way, or at least it seems
like it is. I mean, I don't know what other stuff there is.
Are you saying boys can't have friends, Corey?
Well, I mean, that's just the way it comes across. I mean, these are like, you know, she got them as like a gift for her birthday, and
that's obsessed with them.
Well, no, it's like I think I had more fun putting them together than she did.
Corey's obsessed.
Yeah, you know, it's just been like something that I didn't, you know, I hadn't done in so long that finally doing it, it's like this is really fun. And my wife's like, I hate it.
It's messy. The Lego Ghostbuster Firehouse, I don't think I'll ever put it together because I can't imagine putting that thing together.
The instructions are like very, very specific.
Yeah, I don't.
It's just like doing a puzzle.
But that, I mean, did you see how big the Ghostbusters Lego Firehouse was?
I didn't.
It's like, it's freaking.
You spent a few days doing it.
Big mama.
So, a few evenings, you know. That's the thing. And then you're like, I could either capture a whole bunch of games for upcoming episodes or play a video game for fun, or I can build this huge entire Lego thing. What do I do with my limited 4 hours a night?
I'll keep them in a box, right? Keep in the box till I have a kid again.
Right, guys, I've got to go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, we apologize for keeping you so late.
Yep. Thanks so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problemo.
And
it's been real fun.
Yeah,
it's been
good
to watch you struggle with Shadow of the Beast.
Yeah, I struggle through like every single one of these pretty much.
Dreaded European games.
Thanks
for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's good to hang out again, Kim.
Indeed. Good to see you, Dave.
All right. And Try will be back next week. And everyone, have a good night. Bye.
Good night.